When you're lost and feeling lonely, you don't know where to go for help. When your heart feels dark and empty, you're sinking lower trying to save yourself. Just let go of your fear of falling, hang on to your faith and hope. 'Cause when you finally hit rock bottom, there's only one direction left to go. You gotta rise up, rise up, and be a better you. You gotta rise up, rise up, there's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not out, as long as you believe and trust that you can rise up. Don't tell God about your great big problems, tell your problems about your great big God. Step aside and let Him solve them. You can win against all the odds. You can rise up, rise up, and be a better you. You can rise up, rise up, there's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not out, as long as you believe and trust.
Consideration for access to Rise Up was paid for this week by Curb, Triple Tigers, and Warner Brothers.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us again. What a privilege it is for me each week to be able to share the Word of God with you, the wisdom of God, because it comes through the Bible. It comes through the anointed truth of His Word. And so my prayer today is that God would give us, as Jesus said, blessed are those who have ears to hear what His Spirit is speaking. In these days, we need to know the truth. Because in that truth, there is liberty. There's freedom. And so I'm believing that today God's going to liberate you from any lies, any deception, that He's going to bring clarity to your mind, that anything that's caused you, your mind to become confused, God will give you clarity. It says if we would know the Word, if we would take it in, it would build in us faith. And so I'm believing that that's going to happen today, that you're going to experience a reservoir of strength, and that you will be able to lean into that again and again. I've been thinking about how people face difficult days. It matters how you and I encounter the difficult days. Whether we live in these days that we're in with a place of despair and hopelessness, or we look at the difficult days with a sense of anticipation, ability to look past or look through them and to see God at work in the difficult days that we're encountering. And so I've been thinking about this verse in James, and it's a verse that makes people certainly uncomfortable because it calls us to move past that comfortability of our lives. Isn't it something that everyone has this mantra that they say, I just want to be comfortable? But I don't think that that's a part of the normal life. I don't think it's ever been a part of life, because in life there's going to be tests, there's going to be trials, there's going to be, as we said, difficult days. And so how you and I encounter those difficult days really deem or define how our what our faith is in. And so James writes this, and James knows what he's talking about. He's been on the front row to seeing some days where he'd rather say, you know what, I wish that I didn't have to go through these things. But he writes here, and he writes to people that were scattered all through the Roman Empire and who were facing great adversity. And so he writes to encourage them. He writes to almost give them a perspective where it moves them away from the blurriness of what they're facing to look beyond it. If you just look at this is the end, what you're facing, then no wonder you're in a place of despair. But if you have a hope that's beyond the difficult days, if you have a hope that's beyond this life, then you can walk through this life with joy, because that's what James says. And so he's writing to these people that were troubled by tests and trials. And maybe you can relate to that this morning. Maybe your heart is like, man, I am really troubled about this situation that I'm confronting. Maybe it's something with your job, or maybe it's something with your property, or something with maybe your relationship with a child or a spouse, a relationship with a friend that's been separated from a place of maybe some misunderstandings. And you're facing these things, and you're looking at them, and it's almost this place of despair. But God today wants to encourage you that even in the midst of that difficult day, that if you seek Him and you call upon Him, He'll give you the wisdom of heaven. He'll give you the wisdom that's found in His Word. And so James is writing to these people that we can relate to. So these difficult days, these trials, if we have faith, it will determine the outcome. If we have faith, it will determine the outcome. But if you go through this trial without that ability that says, God, I'm trusting you, that I'm in the midst of this, and I'm going to be someone that's led by wisdom, led by your Spirit, I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I'm going to seek reconciliation if I've wronged somebody. You're going to give me wisdom how to walk through this. You're going to give me the perseverance that I need to do what you've called me to do. And when we resonate with that, all of a sudden it gives us the ability or the strength to step through that. And so it will determine, these tests will determine the level of our faith. And so James starts here. He says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you face or when you meet trials of various kinds. We just talked about that. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Another word for that in translation is perseverance. And let steadfastness in verse 4 have its full effect, that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like the wave of the seas that's driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. For he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. Let the lowly brother boast in his exaltation, and the rich in his humiliation, because like the flower of the grass, he will pass away. For as the sun rises with its scorching heat and withers the grass, and its flower falls and its beauty perishes, so also will the rich man fade away in the midst of his pursuits. Verse 12, blessed is the man who remains steadfast, there's that word again, under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. James has a great deal to say, and it should encourage us even when we're facing these trials that he says. So he says here, count it all joy. That's a matter of perspective. Wouldn't you say? Count it all joy. How important it is for us to have that place, that attitude where we count on the joy. It says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When we count on his joy and say, Lord, I'm going to go through this with the right attitude. I'm going to go through this looking beyond this problem to see what it's producing in my life. Because there's a higher purpose for the trials that you and I are encountering. Get that? There's a higher purpose for the encounters that you and I are facing. Many years ago, I used to meet with a guy in my prayer shed, and we'd meet consistently, and he was going through some real troubling times with his marriage. And he just kept pressing ahead with it and kept loving this lady and his wife, even though she had just really moved out of the house, and he just kept, but it was difficult. And I remember one day in August, about 5 years ago, that he left my prayer shed and he said, how much longer must I have to do this? And he just kept loving. He kept doing what God called him to do. And he needed the joy, and I could see that in him, that he needed that joy that would come even when he was under this adversity, under this enormous weight that he was carrying in the midst of what he felt was rejection. But he kept taking on joy. So joy was the strength of his life. But he'd have to be reminded of that again and again. No, I got to find joy in the midst of this. Have you ever witnessed somebody that you would look at them and you would say, man, the amount of things that they are going through, you would think that they would absolutely be so depressed or so angry. But they're not. This has been a challenge for me lately because I see what's going on in our world. And I could become angry with what I've witnessed take place in these last couple weeks. Couldn't you? Couldn't you with the response that you see from people? And you see that anger. How can people react? And for you and I is to become angry. And so the challenge has been for me, these various kinds of trials. Totally different. It causes us to lose our joy as man walked through this situation. It was a wonderful testimony to me that firm foundation of a faith in God, that he was working in him and through him, was what gave him the strength to keep trudging through it and not be this embittered, angry man. At the end of my life, I don't want to say, man, I was bitter and angry. Have you ever met a Christian? Have you ever met somebody that goes to church every week but is filled with anger and wrath and just, What a terrible example that is of someone that should know, that knows Christ. Think of this, what Paul says in Philippians. For the joy that was set before him, what did he do? It says this, that he endured the cross. That word endurance. When you endure something, and you don't look at it as, this is eternal. I remember talking with someone, and they were facing an enormous amount of physical pain. And the thing that was so, that they said troubled them so greatly is that thought that this pain is never going to let up. Because they said, if I knew that the pain was only going to last, this level of intense pain was only going to last for a moment or for a time period, then I could say, okay, I just have to get through this. See, the lie of the enemy is that nothing's going to change. Jesus, it says, the joy set before him, he was looking beyond the cross. When you and I are facing these difficult days, these trials, these tests, what we have to do is we have to have the perspective to look beyond them, and that's where we will find joy. And we will find hearts of gratitude. I loved what it says in Hebrews chapter 12. It says verse 28, therefore, let us be grateful. Hear that word. Let us be grateful. Have a heart of gratitude. Here's the reason why we can be grateful. For we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Thus, let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. What is the writer here saying? That joy, I want to be grateful. Because I'm receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. It says earlier in chapter 12 that we're living, and what a prophetic thing, is that there's coming a day when everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But then it goes back to that firm foundation of our faith that says, in the midst of this earthquake that we're encountering right now, where there's so many people that are so filled with rage and so filled with anger and so absolutely confused on who they are or who God's called them to be, have no faith in that. Everything is being shaken, but it says we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So to have a heart that is filled with gratefulness. Think of this. If you were in the midst of an ocean that was just rolling with waves, but you are on a perch, you are set upon a firm foundation, a rock, a stability that it doesn't matter how, and it's higher than the waves, and it's not affected by the waves. And so when everything around you is moving, but you are not, you can be thankful. That's the wonderful gift of having a faith in Jesus Christ. When he says, I am a firm foundation, I am the cornerstone, he is saying that when everything else is being shaken, I am not. And so build your life on me. Build your life on things that will not shake. For it says in verse 3, you know that this testing that you're encountering, it's doing something. This is not just a waste. What you're encountering right now is not just wasted days and wasted nights. But when you walk through them, they're accomplishing something. Isn't it good at the end of the day to think back, you know, I accomplished this and this and this. Last week, there were a couple things at our house that had been broken, and one of them was the door handle had come off from the patio door, and I was able to take some time on last week on Monday, and I was at home for a while, and I just fixed a few things that had been left go. And at the end of the day, I felt, wow, there was an accomplishment. I was able to accomplish that. I went to close the patio door, and I didn't have to grab the steel handle there. I could grab that wooden handle there because I'd put it back on. There was a sense of accomplishment. Now, that's a small comparison to think of this. But there is a reason why you walk through difficult days when you are the repairer of the breach, when you are a rebuilder, when you are a restorer, and you can walk in them with by faith and say, I have the joy of the Lord, it's my strength, and I'm going through this day, and I'm going to believe that God even has put some difficult things in front of me, but God, through his power, through his wisdom, we're going to accomplish some things today. I'm going to bring a place of reconciliation to things that have been destroyed or things that have been separated. I'm going to be an avenue of encouragement to somebody that's discouraged. I'm going to walk through this and believe that God is accomplishing something through what I'm doing today. And I'm walking through it with difficulty, but I've got a great attitude. How important
is your attitude?
I want you to even think, just ask yourself, how important is my attitude? Attitude is everything. What it says here is James says that when we walk through these testing of our faith, it produces a perseverance in us. That attitude of, I'm stepping through, I'm going through. These things are not going to destroy me. No, I have an expectation. I have a hope. I have a faith in him. The whole 11th chapter of Hebrews is these people that had an attitude that even though they were facing great difficulties, they were going through them with the belief. They did not shrink back, but they stepped in them. We are not those that shrink back from adversity. We are those that go through. And it says that perseverance, this testing of your faith, produces a greater level of strength. Wouldn't you say perseverance, another word could be strength or steadfastness, strength. So your faith is becoming stronger when things don't go the way you planned. And there's a test that you are taking, and you are not those that are shrinking back or those that are shaking, because you step into a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and you find that the strength that God's promised for you is available to you. You find that the strength that God promised to you is available to you. And then you go farther. Life is not an even plane. Life has some days where we're just going to be going uphill all day long, it seems. But you will know that God's put the power of his Spirit in you, the strength in you to go up that hill, to go up that difficult day, and to say, God, I'm trusting you. When steadfastness in verse 4 have its full effect, you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. What vision there that God is using what I'm encountering right now to perfect me, to complete me, to establish me. That's what it says in 1 Peter, that we might be perfected, established, strengthened. So nothing is wasted. It's only wasted in verse 12. And going on from verse 5, he talks about the wisdom of God, you know, that you must not be double-minded. You must have singleness of mind so you can walk through this and say, God's working out something for me through this. And that clears up a lot of confusion when you have that perspective. Oh, there is a purpose for this. God's working something in me that I might not see today, but it's going to be strength that I'm going to need tomorrow. And it's going to quicken and establish me to be the man or the woman he's called me to be, so that others can look at me and see me go through these things and say, what a witness that is. Have you ever watched somebody go through an illness? And man, their faith just rises up through that. It's been a privilege not to watch people walk through illness, but to watch their faith. That's when it's been tested. It comes forth. What does it say? The scriptures say that it's been refined and it comes forth as gold, as pure gold. That means that all the impurities have been removed from these things that people have walked through. And I'm not saying that God is not told that. He's put that upon people. But he will take even what the enemy has meant for evil and turn it for good. So when we go through those things and we lean upon the wisdom of God, we lean upon the will of God, that we don't have to be unstable in all our ways. That's what he said. When you have the wisdom of God, you're not going to be unstable in all your ways. The wisdom of God doesn't change. Later on in James, he writes to these Jewish believers and he says, God does not change. There's no variation in him. There's no shadow due to change in him. That means that when we walk through this with the wisdom of God, knowing that he does not change, there's no instability in us because we can go through it. Job went through it because he knew that God did not change. He says in chapter 23 of Job that when I've walked through these things, I will come forth. There was that stability in him, the wisdom of God in him that says, I'm in this place right now, but when I come through it, there's the faith that comes from knowing a God that doesn't change. What are you facing today? What are you going through right now? And it might be that the enemy has twisted some things in your mind. Someone said to me some time ago that God's doing this to me. And it was completely false. See, there was a twisting in their mind to think that God was punishing them and God was doing this to them. Some of what they were encountering was because of their own choices that were absent from the will of God, from the wisdom of God. But the twisted thing in their mind was they were going through this because it was God that wanted to do that to them. See, what a lie that is. When you begin to understand the wisdom and the will of God, you say, no, this is the way I should walk. This is the way I should live. This is the place of protection. I don't have to needlessly go down these paths that end with such turmoil and such strife. But God's giving me wisdom. There's no double-mindedness and there's no twisting in this. It's the wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of heaven. Do you and I need wisdom to walk through these days? Do we need the wisdom so that we don't shrink back in the face of adversity? I sense and know that there are many, and adversity has almost caused you to become angry. And you are wrong. You say, that was wrong, and that was wrong, and that was wrong. Can you just turn that over to the Lord and say, God, I can't make sense of all of these things, and there's no way that I can find peace by trying to put all these pieces of this puzzle together because they're just not fitting. But God, I just give all those pieces to you right now. And I'm not going to live in this place of being an angry and feeling like constantly that everyone's against me and this whole victim mindset. God, I'm pushing that away. Because all that does is cause me to spin in this place that's nothing more than a cesspool. So God, would you give wisdom to me? I want to pray for people today that God is going to give you a perspective that you've never had before, that he's going to show you that this trial and this test is not eternal, but there's something that God's forming in you through it, that he's taking even this difficult thing and he's turning it for good. Last Sunday, I watched the memorial service for Charlie Kirk, and I was just so absolutely moved by what I heard. And the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then I listened to his wife and I heard her speak words of mercy and forgiveness to this young man that senselessly took the life of her husband, the father of her children. And I thought, oh God, I don't see anger there. I see brokenness there, but I see a heart of mercy. God can do that for us. Think of this. I loved what one guy said. He said, if she could forgive that man for what he did, how can I hold offense against this person that certainly didn't have that level, that degree of harm to me? I think that's a great question. We can walk through trials and testings and we can find Christ in the midst of them. And so we can be filled, even in the midst of difficult days, with a heart of gratitude. Father, thank you for people that have heard your word this morning. Thank you that your light is shining right now, that it's exposing all these places, expose anger right now. Lord, forgive me. I don't want to be a person that lives in anger. I don't want to be a one that lives in wanting things to get even. God, I ask you for forgiveness right now. I ask you, oh God, that even when we're facing these, that you would give us the joy that we need. God, you know men and women today that need a deposit of your joy. Their account is empty of joy. And today I see you, God, just putting a deposit in them right now. Would you just deposit joy? You sense it coming right now. The joy of the Lord. God is giving you joy, and it's a gift from him. And things on the external might not change, but today there's an internal joy that God's giving you. And it's building strength. And so today, God, would you give people strength that they know they don't have, but you have? And so we believe you today, God, that your word is going to, God, accomplish what you sent it to do. So God, do miracles for people right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks so much again for being a part of the ministry of Cornerstone. We believe this, that Christ is building his church, and nothing can stop or prevail his church from being a victorious church. We pray that, we believe that for you today.
You've been listening to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. Our service times are Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock and Sunday mornings at 9:30. Please visit our website at cornerstoneup.com or call us at 906-663-4700. Cornerstone Church, loving God, loving people, serving the world.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
When Aqua Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the green and gold text to win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. When Aqua Chevrolet, your local dealer.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Q Country.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Covered Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A very pleasant final Sunday in September. We'll see sunshine and afternoon highs warming into the low to mid 70s, a light southwest wind. In the overnight, mostly clear skies, mid and upper 40s, close to 80 on Monday. Currently 35 degrees.
New Country Now.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, loud guitars and words that rhyme.
Man on her hands of time.
Hey, this is Scotty McCreary.
A smile on her face when she make me break out of my guitar and play.
Country.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go. Job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, here you go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Another Friday night, there's a line of cars leaving. Home team's got an out of town. Me, I'm sitting on the hood of mine drinking. I'm just a parking lot down and out. Under that high school bleacher, I drove that preacher's daughter crazy. Her mama was my homeroom teacher and her dad was hell-bent on saving me. Yeah, I'm sure there's higher heights where the high-risers rise. But me, I'm gonna sit right here tonight and catch me around here, buds, 'cause you ain't. Another round here till my down goes up. Lit up like that one stoplight across a man welcome sign. Ever since you caught that out there, bud, I catch me around here, buzz. Never had big city eyes. Hell, I've never been east of Dallas. Got no idea where you are now. If you ever got that penthouse palace. No, Scotty's ain't got no back. Got no gas in his neon light. But he's got two for one till two now. Catch me around here, buzz. Cause you ain't around here none. To putting them down here, another round here. Till my town goes up. Lit up like that one stop of light. Across the mountain. Ever since you caught that out there, bud. Now catch me around here, buds. Catch me around here, buds. Cause you ain't around here none. You're putting them down here. Another round here. Till my down here. Set up like that one stop of light. Across a man welcome sign. Ever since you caught that out there, bud. Now catch me around here, bud. Catch me around here, bud.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. And I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, my next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight. Eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
this out.
What's up, y'all? My name is Bailey Zimmerman.
Born to be, I'm getting back up. That's the only backup plan you need.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis.
Me and his partner. Me and his partner. Me and his partner.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
One sip.
Yes, I admit I got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. She's always on my mind. Her memory goes round and round. I've tried to quit a thousand times. Yes, I admit I've got a thinking problem. Fill the glass up to the top. I'll start. But I don't know when to stop. I'll start with loving her. But I don't know when to stop.
You wrote down every word. Goodbyes built out like it been rehearsed. There ain't no point in trying to change your mind. Seems like you got it all figured out. You're alright with the way this is going down. Don't tell me we could still be friends. Hang out on the weekend. You're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. And hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest. If you really believe there's a truth, you never loved me like I loved you. By the way you're talking, you would think you never had any real feelings for me. And if you think I could look across the bar, see you in someone else's arms, and I need you, who do you think you are? Hang out on the weekend, you're gonna be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do, it won't be long till I forget to call every time that I'm drinking. And you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, if you really believe that's the truth, you never love me like I love you. Always told me you'd never leave me. You said I was your one.
So what makes you think I want to hear you say?
We could still be friends. No, I don't want to be friends. Stop telling me, stop telling me. Whoa, whoa. We could still be friends. Hang out on the weekends. You're going to be okay if I start seeing somebody new. You hope that I do. It won't be long till I forget to. Every time that I'm drinking, and you ain't the love song I can't keep from singing. I gotta be honest, you really believe that's the truth.
could never love me like I loved you. Never loved me like I loved you.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do, all that I want is you. Look what I'm going through, it must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love.
It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow and fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
It must be love, it must be love.
One, two, three, four.
It's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
This is Blake Shelton.
I'ma stay country or die trying.
Yeah. 98 Q Country.